going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back into the drive. The Shedeur Sanders thing, that kind of took over the draft where it just became a deal of like, all right, after day one, then at day two, and we saw other quarterbacks go, and then day three, and finally he was drafted in the fifth round, 144. Clint, did this situation make sense to you? Did it ever get to a point where it made sense to you? And your, I mean, your opinion, obviously, it's anybody's. You could jump in on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, 713-572-4610, or YouTube and Twitch. But this was just was a weird thing. Like, nobody expected it to get to 144 and him to go behind guys like Dylan Gabriel. But did this thing make sense to you?
No, I wouldn't say make sense. No, not dropping all the way to five. But I tell you, I've talked to some people over the weekend, just some different guys in the quarterback arena, and some of the stuff that he and Deion Sanders did behind the scenes makes it make sense. Maybe not sliding all the way to five, but it makes it make sense. And we talked about some of it on Friday. I mean, it's none of it's like, oh boy, I just can't believe this or that happened. I think it was a. To me, what I'm understanding is it was combine, Senior Bowl, Pro Day. It was a consistent. I don't want to say disrespect, but almost like just disregard for people and teams.
I think they took it as disrespect. Yeah,
so. I'm sure they did, but I mean, I don't. It was just and when you couple that with. The reality of it is he is a quarterback who I had slated in the first round. I had slated in the first round of a quarterback week draft. And I could have seen, you and I talked about it. The only one I couldn't see sliding would have been Cam Ward. But I could see either Jackson Dart or Shedeur Sanders slide into the second round. And I think that's a combination of, hey, man, he doesn't have like that superpower arm or feet or anything like that. And so maybe even in this weak quarterback draft, he could slide into the second round. Not what we saw. So the only thing that made it make sense to me was that apparently he and Deion just overplayed their cards to the nines. And then you factor in, you know, some of the stuff that Deion said publicly about, you know, pulling an Eli Manning kind of deal. If his son didn't end up in the right spot. And you just put all of those things in one basket that is Shedeur Sanders. I could see where it would have been the worst slide we've ever seen, possibly. But again, not to the fifth round. Not to being taken by the Cleveland Browns after they took Dylan Gabriel before you. Like that still just blows my mind in a sense of. And I hear all the different talk about, well, he wasn't as talented. I agree. He would not have been the second-rated quarterback or a top-10 quarterback in anybody's opinion if it would have been a draft with Deshaun Watson and Pat Mahomes and all these guys in it.
Yeah, he would have been behind Mitch Trubisky.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how. Like, I can't get to fifth round, man. So it's hard. It's hard for me to get there as bad as it really, really was.
Text line coming through. How is Sanders any better or more accomplished than quarterback Quinn Ewers from Texas? It absolutely makes sense that he fell. I didn't expect it to go as far as it did, but he did it to himself. The way he acted in interviews and all, it's not like he's Patrick Mahomes level talent. I compare him to Teddy Bridgewater as talent.
I ain't heard that one, but that is a good one.
Good. Not a fan of him or his dad. Yeah, I mean, I guess what we just learned is he got what he deserves, I guess. And hell, nothing about fair. He got what the league and the guys wanted to come to him. So
Teddy Bridgewater was a first rounder, for the record.
He got it. No. Well, I mean, in that draft. But no, man, he wasn't good enough. Despite any of the numbers or the things that he put together. What we saw was maybe it's individuals, but to me, what we learned is the one thing that you can't do. You can beat the dog S out of women. I mean, pregnant women, punch them in their stomachs. You can drive and race cars all over the place. You can have a current drug problem, drinking problem, coke, all of it. Run down, get arrested. You can do all those things. But what you can't do is in any way disrespect or show disrespect, whether it's real or not, to the brass of the decision makers, because that is what I learned, what I saw with him, a bigger red flag than any of that other stuff. And so, hey guys, in the future, if you want to go in and give your best shot, you better yes sir it, no sir it, whatever you need, boss, is the route that would be best taken. Hell, even if you do all those other things, it would be the route best taken. And I think that's what we learned. The thing to me, Clint, that gets me is,
but to be clear, like, I mean, there's stories out there where they were walking around Senior Bowl just completely not willing to speak with and meet with teams that didn't have top five picks.
Again, like, sure, all of it. If that is a bigger red flag than
I'm not interested in that debate.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying what we learned. Those things are bigger red. That's a bigger red flag than those other things. And I think it's a learning tool for those of you who don't want to be in that situation. But I think to me, Clint, the bigger thing is that blows me away. the biggest thing that blows me away is, how did zero insiders? And by the way, if you all aren't picking up on the sarcasm, I believe all of that is bull. That would be more important. That him and Tyreek Hill will both have first round grades, and they end up being drafted in the same damn round. Anyway, but how did zero insiders not know about this?
No clue.
That's the part that gets me. Like, right, we all knew Jalen Carter could fall, right? Like, it, sure. Like Jalen Carter may have been the number one player picked. We all knew the weeks leading up to it. Hey man, he might not be number one. Like he may drop down to 10. Could be 15 or something. We all knew that. How in the world did all the insiders, Clint? 1,500 mock drafts are done by analysts, insiders, or whatever. 93% of them had him in the first round. 100% of them had him in the second round, right? Like if all of those things, like you just talked about, the meetings, all of the reasons, I almost said excuses, Bobby, all of the reasons that were given, how in the hell did the Albert Breers all the guys who make these, how did they not know about this? How did they not know that this fall? Because 32 teams said, not once, not twice, four and a half times. That's the part that blows it for me. How did that not get picked up? That it would drop that far down?
Got me, man.
Who are they talking to? That's what I'm saying. We catch that every year of like, hey, man, these guys aren't just making guesses, right?
That's what I said. Like there must have been some personal.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You draft my son, and I'm pulling an Eli Manning on this thing. And that's just one. I mean, but all of it, the Senior Bowl, like there had to be to multiple guys, to multiple groups of individuals, like, nah, man, we ain't meeting with y'all. Y'all ain't got a top five pick. We ain't got time for it. Like that kind of stuff. It had to be. That's the only thing that explains. It's the only thing that explains dropping as bad as he dropped. If it was just one round, you blame it on whatever you want to blame it on. I mean, it didn't, whatever. Somebody didn't like him, somebody, whatever, it didn't matter.
We're not catching any of these stories, Clint, until until during the draft. Right?
Yeah.
That is the part. Text in someone, he's just not that talented to run. Of course, obviously. That's obviously it. He's not. Obvious. Second team All-American. Obviously not that talented. Got it. I don't know why people then thought he was that talented leading up to.
Well, that is
interesting. That's the part.
The interesting part is, and I haven't watched a ton this morning, and I mean, if it wasn't Rockets and Astros, I wasn't paying a lot of whole mind to it, but that is interesting now is, how many people are going to come out and go, oh, well, he just wasn't that good. Well, you talked for 2-3 months to lead up to the draft, and he was top two or three quarterbacks taken. Now he falls to fifth round.
Kick rocks. Holy S. The draft experts got something wrong. Now, they ain't never got nothing wrong by 4.5 rounds.
And 100% of mock draft.
Never got. There's never been a quarterback that was thought one or two for months.
And would you say 100% of all mock drafts out there had him no later than the second.
93% had him in the first. He goes in the fifth. How did no one get this information? It's wild. All right, Astros, we'll talk about their weekend. Hunter Brown over there saving lives. And did we just watch something that potentially, this is just something that the Astros are going to have to deal with.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. Register today for AFSP's 30th overnight walk in New York City, June 21st, as we walk 16 miles from dusk till dawn to stop suicide. Start your journey today at theovernight.org.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.